Hello, and welcome to our first podcast edition of Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. My name is Carl Alim. I am your host, and don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that moves creatively.
All right.
Right now, we are speaking with the lovely Zan Barry, talking about just getting in shape and getting ready for the wedding. How are you, Zan?
I'm good today, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Doing well, having fun. You know, just really excited that we could talk about, just process of getting married and getting ready and all the things you have to think about. I know brides and grooms have different plans and, you know, different time frames of planning, and I'm really excited for you for your moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I thought I had some questions to ask you, but basically we're so happy that you agreed to this interview. And basically our main goal here is to empower other brides on their road to getting in shape and getting ready for their wedding, for their big day. But when we say getting in shape and getting ready, we don't really mean much the physical aspect of losing weight and toning the body and going all intense, but more so focusing on the emotional and mental aspect of the wedding and just the process of just having fun, you know. I know for me, I play in a band, so I see weddings like I see about 83 weddings a year. Or
wow.
Not even 83, probably a good 70-something in some events we do at corporate events. But we've seen brides get extremely obsessed with the idea of looking slim and stunning in their beautiful white dress, but actually to the point that it becomes kind of overwhelming and it could drain a lot of the valuable energy. I don't think it should be this way, you know? It should be this way. I think it should be all about having fun and kind of getting ready and just feeling empowered and just loving your partner and it being such a great experience. So, on that note, we have some questions for you.
Okay.
And my first question is, can you kind of tell us something about, like, your experience with preparing for your wedding? Like, anything stands out the most, anything, like, the most fun thing you do or anything that could kind of feel stressful with preparing?
So something that helps me deal with the stress?
Yeah.
Or is the fun part? Well, for sure, a new husband and I like to go for walks together, so that's a good de-stressor and also adds to that feeling of strength on the wedding day and feeling like you're, you know, at your best mentally and emotionally. So we like to walk and talk and unwind that way. I also love to go to your dance class and just work it out on the dance floor.
Work it out on the dance floor.
That is definitely the highlight of my week. That's something I look forward to just as often as I possibly can get there. Because it is such a mental, change from everything else that might be going on in my week. In that 1 hour when I'm with you, all I'm doing is dancing and having fun and not thinking about anything else. And to me, that's worth more than gold.
Oh, that's so great to hear. And it's been like, what, 2 years, right? Two?
It has, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. More than two, actually. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Going on three, probably?
Yeah, going on three.
Wow, time flies.
I remember
when you first came around to class and just seeing, you know, your smile. Your smile, just feeling encouraged, and I could tell you had a great time at class, and that, you know, when people come and take class and they're smiling, I'm like, yeah, it's like you give energy to someone and someone else gives energy to you, and there's a whole bunch of people giving energy to each other. It's such a great chemistry, you know.
It is, and it really goes around. It's really contagious.
Yes, contagious energy. Yes, that's what we need right now. second question is, like, what activities are you taking part in, like, during your preparation for being a bride-to-be?
Well, I mentioned the walking. I do a lot of walking. That's kind of my time to unwind, to change gears from, you know, work to home or from home to school or wherever I might be going. And I do meditate, which I know, you know, isn't everybody's cup of tea, but for me, that's a good way to start the day with a positive mindset. It's like it sets the tone for the rest of the day.
Nice.
And I believe that that's something that's just as good for your body as, you know, physical movement is. So, so it makes people feel that good, strong feeling. And I, you know, I just, as I mentioned, I love to dance with you. Okay. So those things are all in place. And in addition, you know, spending quality time with my new family and getting to know them and love all the different facets of them that I'm getting to see is really important.
Nice. Awesome. Fantastic. And meditation is awesome. I think meditation is great. You know, I'm learning more about that, even like owning a business and having kids and, you know, just moving around all over the place is kind of good. I've heard an expression, someone say, like, it's kind of like letting the dust settle it's like having a glass of water and you have dirt in it and you just let it sit for a while and all that soot just goes to the bottom and then all of a sudden you have all this clarity. All of a sudden, you know, so I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Things can look very different out after 10 or 15 minutes of meditation. It's amazing.
That's true. It's a discipline, but anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even I can do it, so anyone can do it.
My next question is, how do you feel preparing for your wedding?
How do I feel? I feel excited. I feel, nervous is not the right word, but like anticipation. I feel a lot of anticipation. I want, you know, it's going to be a small event, but I want people to have a good time. Mm. I want them to feel the joy, the contagion of joy, you know, that, my husband and I feel for each other. Mm. And first and foremost, I want to have a good time myself.
Hello.
So, you know.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love the goal. The goal is just simply to help have everyone have a great time. And you want to have a great time yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Speaking in terms of getting in shape, like, did you have any, like main goals, like, during this time? Like, even a set, you know, like we mentioned, it doesn't have to be, like, so crazy meticulous, but, you know, any simple goals, you know?
Mm-hmm. My first simple goal is to not go bananas, like to not lose my mental kind of wherewithal. So I wanted mostly stress management, mostly something that would help me feel calm, cool, and collected. Mm. And to me, that's very different from being like overly focused on this being tight here or firm there or, you know, just so, you know, it's a very different kind of goal. Mm-hmm. I just want to feel comfortable in my own skin and happy with my mental state.
I love it. So also just, you know, so you're more focused on enjoying the ride and having fun.
Yeah.
Yes, love it.
Yeah, because life is short and you really have to seize any opportunity for joy that you can.
That's true. I agree with that. I agree with that. Mm. Now, what advice would you give other future brides?
Advice in general, to be grateful for the good things, to not sweat the small stuff, and to treat yourself just exquisitely well. I think sometimes women put ourselves last on the list. Mm. Like we tend to, you know, take care of everybody else before we take care of ourselves. Yeah. Or we think, you know, when I have a child, then I'll treat my body really well. Or when, you know, I'll give everybody else kind of the best treatment and I'll just sort of get seconds or thirds or whatever, you know, at the end when everybody else is doing well. And I think actually, you know, the metaphor, sometimes you have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you help anybody else. And that it's good to remember that you really do deserve to be treated like a really special, important person, as well as treating everyone else well.
I love it. And when I hear out of that, too, is enjoy the moment. Mm. Life is short. Live in the moment. Mm. Live in the moment as well. I love that. I love that. That's some great advice right there. It's easy to forget during this time, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, easy to say, sometimes hard to do, but any little bit helps.
Yes. So. Now, another question for you. What do you think about other brides' obsessions to look their best for their wedding day?
I think sometimes the obsession comes from maybe wanting a little bit to look like someone else, like, oh, I wish I looked like Beyonce, or, oh, I wish, you know, I looked more like some picture in a bridal magazine. And it can be really depressing, actually, to start to focus that way. And something that helps with that is to focus more on what do you have that's special about you, and to focus really strongly on what makes you unique and wonderful, and to take all that mental comparison out of the equation, so that you're not really focused on images of other people or images of an ideal, but more, you know, really celebrate what you've got, because you have something wonderful. Somebody fell in love with you. You have something wonderful going on. Yeah. So to really focus on that.
Nice. I could tell you've been meditating.
Yeah. This is like years of practice. Yeah.
That's great. I love the clarity. That's so great. You know, it's easy to miss that, you know. And so my next question was going to be any words of wisdom, but that's really wise what you just said, you know. And I really appreciate you taking the time out to just answer questions and to speak with us. And I think it's great. I think just having that special day. I think the same goes for grooms too. You know, kind of. I know for me, I was like, all right, well, here we go. All right, I'm just going along, and I want to make my bride happy. But there's also stress that we can feel as well. You know what I mean? But the overall idea of just enjoying the moment, also enjoying the moment together, taking those walks. Walking together, traveling together. It's like you're forming that partnership more. You're continually building that partnership. And that's what I appreciate even out of this conversation. Just reminded me a lot about that, actually. You know?
So. Yeah. Well, you know I'd do anything for you, Carl. So I appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, Susan. I really appreciate it. I'm glad we were able to make it happen finally.
Yeah.
And thanks for your patience with us. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Again, I'm your host, Carl Alleen, and don't forget to visit us at www.bostonmobiledance.com. Don't forget to move creatively. Peace.